The local authority, which is facing serious financial challenges, is pressing residents and state entities to pay bills as its activities are almost grinding to a halt. The council was forced to pay the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority, which it is owing thousands of dollars through a garnish order. Mutare Mayor Tatinda Namarare has justified the current onslaught on the residents, insisting that they should pay whatever they owe to the council.
Most of the residents, they are getting the supply of water, but they have not been paying for that supply. So if we decided to disconnect the water supply so that the residents should come up and pay, we are actually encouraging the residents to come up to the local authorities and make payment plans with the local authority, rather than for them just to sit down and use the water for free.
Namarare says the council needs to fund and to buy refuse collection vehicles and for paying service providers while giving local residents required services. Mutare resident Charles Waziwei says the council should negotiate with the local people for payment of water and refuse collection charges instead of just switching off water taps.
These council people, they are supposed to maintain the water main supplies, the main pipes, meaning these main pipes from the tanks. One day water, next day there is no water. While some of the days the water is coming dirty.
Another Mutare resident, Douglas Pachiti, says the council is right in disconnecting water supplies for non-paying local inhabitants, as some people are now used to accessing free services.
Well, I think that one is a good idea, a broad one taken by the municipality of Mutare. They need to repair things, people need to be paid. So where is the money coming from? It's coming from us. So for us to have a good service, we should pay for it.
But David Mtambirwa, the coordinator of the Mutare Residents and Ratepayers Association, says the council should have some means of ensuring that the residents are not exposed to health hazards due to water disconnections.
Apparently, water is an essential service. Water is a right. It's enshrined in the Constitution of Zimbabwe. And for us to say that the city council, because it provides water, it has the prerogative to cut water, it becomes a violation of human rights.
The council insists that they need to recover the money owed by the residents before negotiating with them for paying in installments. There are now fears of an outbreak of cholera and other contagious diseases in the eastern borders town, as some residents have gone for several days without water. They are now drawing water from unprotected water points. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.